Trump honors 13 U.S. service members who died in Iran conflict on Memorial Day. President Donald Trump on Monday honored 13 service members who were killed in the Iran war while he spoke at the Arlington National Cemetery as part of a Memorial Day event. "In Operation Epic Fury, we lost 13 wonderful souls, wonderful special people," he said at the Virginia event, referring to the Iran conflict. "These incredible men and women gave their lives to ensure that the world's number one state sponsor of terror will never have a nuclear weapon. Oh, and they won't. They will never have a nuclear weapon." 6 members of the Air Force were killed when a KC-135 tanker aircraft crashed in Iraq, and another 7 U.S. service members died in the initial wave of retaliatory attacks launched by Iran. The speech came after Trump announced over the past weekend that the United States and Iran are nearing a deal to end the conflict, which started in February, and potentially reopen the Strait of Hormuz. On Sunday, Trump wrote in a social media post that negotiations were proceeding in an orderly and constructive manner, and the relationship with Iran was becoming much more professional and productive. He pushed back against criticism by some fellow Republicans seeking a tougher approach. "The Strait's reopening would ease a worldwide energy crisis that arose after February 28, when the United States and Israel struck Iran, killing dozens of top leaders, leading Tehran to effectively close the Strait. Prices have spiked for oil, gas, and related products since then. A ceasefire has held since April 7, though the sides have exchanged fire on occasion. The U.S. military has blockaded Iranian ports for more than a month," and Trump wrote over the weekend that the blockade will remain in full force and effect until an agreement is reached, certified, and signed. Iran has not publicly committed to giving up its enriched uranium, a key U.S. demand. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian told state TV that his country was ready to assure the world that we are not after a nuclear weapon. "Iran has around 900 pounds of uranium that is enriched up to 60% purity, a short, technical step from weapons-grade levels of 90%, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Trump also mentioned the U.S. military operation in Venezuela in January that led to the capture of its leader, Nicolas Maduro, who was taken to the United States to face drug trafficking charges. "In Venezuela, which was a complete and total victory, we took that over in one day, lost no one," the president said. In the speech, Trump also made mention of Harry Miller, a 97-year-old veteran of the World War II Battle of the Bulge, who attended the Memorial Day ceremony. At 15, Harry Miller lied about his age to enlist and was soon fighting to stop the SS Panzer divisions, as part of the famed 740th Tank Battalion, the Daredevils, they were called, of which he is among the last surviving members at 97 years old, Trump remarked. Within 6 months after the battle, Harry's unit lost 42 comrades. "He's remembering them today." Before the speech on Monday, Trump partook in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the National Cemetery. The Associated Press contributed to this report.